Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hi there, folks. 94 degrees for Reno High today. Just one more day. One more hot day. I know I said that last Saturday. I'm John Potter, live and local, and with us in studio, Stephanie Leonard with the Reno Gem and Mineral Society. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Your huge show, Jackpot of Gems, is coming up next weekend.
Yes, we're getting all ready for it, too, this week.
And it's a very inexpensive admission. Kids under 12 are free. It's going to be at Grand Sierra Resort. What are people, newbies, going to see when they walk in to your big Jackpot of Gems?
Well, I think they're going to be really overwhelmed because when they walk in, we're going to have approximately 55 vendors all set up at long tables displaying beautiful items from native rocks to cut pieces to gemstones to jewelry, whatever they want to bring in from all over California, Nevada, Arizona, Oregon, Washington, all those states will be representative with these vendors.
You would think after decades and generations that these gem fields would be picked over. But no, there's still amazing stuff out there. And my wife and I have only been to one gem field, but we keep going back to it. The one that's by Goldfield.
Oh, sure.
And it's public.
Yes.
There's a little highway sign there on 95, and it says gem field this way. You need a four-wheel drive vehicle. Mm. And it goes by the honor system where you leave a little donation when you leave, but you can go as far toward the mountains as you want.
Oh, sure.
Now, why would an area like that have all the gems?
Well, you know, remember that this area was developed actually as a result of the evolution of the ocean fields that were here before. So as the waters evaporated and soils concentrated, they can produce some very outstandingly beautiful rocks and minerals that are encased into the mountains or deep into the field, the sand, because there we can find petrified wood, opalized even. And if you dig around, you can even find turquoise and agates and carnelians and et cetera, et cetera. What, all over the state.
What got you into this personally? Was it a big find that got you hooked?
No. Actually, just as a kid, little kid, you know, I'd kick stones around and pick them up, and they'd be something that I would be fantasticized about. But then, you know, once I retired and I came to Nevada, I decided I needed to do something different, which I hadn't done really before. So I took a class at TMCC on learning how to rock hound.
They have a class of learning how to rock hound?
They did 3 years ago when I took that class. And so then they gave a field trip the next day out to Wonderstone Mountain. And once I got out to Wonderstone and saw all the beautiful different colors and displays of this natural stone, and I started picking them up and taking them home, I've been hooked ever since.
Where is Wonderstone Mountain?
Wonderstone Mountain is out there past Fallon.
Okay. Huh. I'm writing this down. You know, I'm very cautious about giving away local secrets.
Sure. Well, Wonderstone Mountain is an open area.
Okay.
So you can...
There's plenty for everyone, huh?
Yes. Just drive on out there, and there's every time you go out there, you're going to find something even more exquisite, I'm sure, because there's such a plentiful amount. And there's the Green Mountain and the Yellow Mountain for Wonderstone. So you have three mountains to choose from. And you can be out there for a whole day, if not a whole weekend, picking through it.
Wow.
And actually, Wonderstone itself turns out to be beautiful jewelry. So you can take it to the Reno Gem and Mineral Society rock building and learn how to cut the stone, slab it, they call it, trim it, run it on a lapidary machine, and learn how to turn out a beautiful, what's called a cabochon. And then you can take that cabochon and actually make it into jewelry.
You know, there's a place in Tonopah that does the same thing with turquoise.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of turquoise hunting around Tonopah. There are fields, some amazing pieces. And there is a place, I think it's across from the Best Western in Tonopah, where you can take your turquoise and make some great, or have them make some wonderful jewelry out of it. Have you been to Tonopah and look for turquoise?
We have a field trip coming up.
Oh,
and that's in a week after next, actually. our members of our society will be able to go out to that particular gem site and hunt for the turquoise. And you can go out there and another time besides our club, because you have to be members to go with us, actually. But there are other clubs that take people out to that area, so you can do the mining yourself.
So it's the Reno Gem and Mineral Society. You don't use the term rock or stone. Oh, look at the look you gave me. I guess, excuse me. No, you love these things. Gem, what is the best gem or mineral that you ever found, Stephanie?
Oh, an agate, a beautiful, beautiful agate. They're blue agates, and they're a gorgeous color of the sky. They can be that deep, or they can be a deep blue. And when you cut into it, sometimes you'll find crystals in the center of it because of the water formation. That
how hard was it to find that?
Well, you have to be out there keeping your eye really close to the earth, and then take your pickaxe and kind of do some picking around.
An agate looks just like a regular rock, but you have to open it up.
Yeah, you do. And so learning how to identify these rocks in the raw state are really important, too, so you're not spending your time picking up something that may not have any value, quite frankly. So that's really important to get mineral identification.
Let's talk about value. What's the most pricey gem or mineral that you ever uncovered? Something that kind of worth some money here.
You know, I'm a novice still to this art, but I have seen others who have spent thousands of dollars finding really beautiful specimens. So,
but the specimens could be worth what? Up to how much?
Oh, gosh. Here in Nevada or out in the world?
In Nevada, lying on the ground.
Well, you know what? Say you found a nugget of gold. There you go.
Now, is that really possible?
It is. You can find still some pieces of gold. You have to be in the particular mines where they're coming out of. So dig in, and you have to have...
I thought you had to go to some riverbed and keep panning.
Yeah, you can do that, too. You can go to riverbeds,
but
get
flakes
and
crystals. Find pieces of gold on the ground?
Not necessarily in the ground. You have to start digging away.
You have to dig away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow. This is quite a thing to become to join. It's a hobby that hooks you. Really
it sure does.
I love it. You know, we go to that gem field by Goldfield, and we get like a pretty good size plastic bag full of really nice rocks, and we keep adding to our backyard, and we have a little rock garden there.
Of course.
And we remember where all the pieces came from, and you know, who found it and everything. It's in, you know, it's a wonderful low-cost way to enjoy the day. Speaking of low cost, the admission for your big show, the Jackpot of Gems, is only $10. You have four tickets you want to give away.
Yes.
All right. Now, you're going to make this difficult, just like sometimes, like finding a diamond, folks. You have two questions.
Yeah, I do.
All right. So what we'd have to give Craig the correct answer so he knows what the correct answer is.
Okay. So, you want the
first
question?
We'll do that off the air. But.
Oh, we're going to do it off the air. Okay. Well, in that case, Craig, why don't you run the commercials a little early? We're going to get the correct answers from Stephanie here, and then we'll do the questions. You want to do that?
Sure,
does that
why
work?
Not?
Okay, good. Now, see, you were so... you protected the correct answer so well that we have to maneuver and... put commercials on as you whisper the correct answers to me, which I will then tell Craig. How's that? Well, Craig can't see it.
Sounds
you're
great.
Pointing to me. Okay, Craig, we're going to take a break. Okay. We're going to be back and give away these four tickets to the big Jackpot of Gems up next when we give the two questions. We're going to take a break right now. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:15.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. John Potter with Stephanie of the Reno Gem and Mineral Society. The Jackpot of Gems show next weekend. We'll have raffles, Kids Corner, where the kids all pan for gold. And do what else?
Oh, they can get face painting as well as go on a treasure hunt, looking around through the different vendors for clues.
You're going to hook these new people into hunting for gems. Love it. Silent auctions.
Yes. Every 30 minutes, we'll have an auction going on where you can take a bid on the rocks on the table, and then twice a day we will have a live auction where you can bid against the other person for a beautiful specimen. Could be rock size that can fit in your yard, or it could be a carved item, but they're really, really beautiful crystals and rocks.
And a lot of these things are worth more than you're probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to find a gem cheaper than this event.
Oh, no.
I just can't imagine. Jackpotted gems, also raffles out there at the same. What's your favorite stone?
Mine?
Yes.
I would say probably the amethyst.
Oh, you're an amethyst woman.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I like the turquoise myself. Okay, here's four tickets we're giving away right now. We have a question. First person to text the correct answer at 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910. Gets four tickets. We'll have your name and your phone number for you to give at the Will Call desk at the show next weekend. Stephanie, what is the question?
The question is, what is a Nevada state stone?
Nevada has a state stone?
Yes, we do.
Can you give us a clue?
Yes. If you've been to Carson City and you looked at the Mint building, there's the clue there.
What, it's made of this stone?
Is that... Oh, yeah. We have a lot of this stone right here in this beautiful state.
Okay, it's on the exterior of the Mint building in Carson City. It is also the state rock. What is it? 884-9910. First text with the correct answer. Craig is going to take your information, tell you you won, and then you just go to the Will Call at the big show at GSR next weekend, the Jackpot of Gems show. And Craig is going to break in and tell us when he has a winner. So anything we missed, Stephanie?
Oh, let's see. Yes, actually, we're going to have demonstrations brought on by the instructors at the Reno Gem and Mineral Society, who will be demonstrating silver work, jewelry making with weaving, using wire wrapping as well. There will also be lapidary demonstrations, how to mineral ID by a geologist who's a member of the club. Mm-hmm. And also we have a fluorescent display booth where you can look at the different colors that show up in the rocks that you don't even think are there, and then you shine a light on them, and man, they show these beautiful, brilliant colors.
You folks are very creative. You know, when I went to the show last year, I think it was, you had some of the vendors selling boxes. And I guess it was kind of like mystery boxes for like only $5 or $10. And inside the boxes were gems and minerals.
Yes.
I mean, the lesser cost ones, but still, they find so many of these gems and precious stones that they can't get rid of it all.
That's right. We have crystals as well in some of those buckets of rocks. We were selling buckets of rocks last year for $15 a bucket, and that was pretty incredible. You're walking out with a 5-gallon bucket full of yard-sized rocks. Some crystals are in there, agates and geodes that you could cut yourself, or some that were already pre-cut.
I wanted to buy one or two, but I just could not, as muscular as I am, could not see how I could get it to the car from the basement of the convention center or whatever it was. This time you're at the Grand Sierra Resort.
We are. We have doubled our space, which is why we doubled the amount of vendors compared to last year. So it's going to be really awesome when you walk in there and see these rows and rows of tables with these vendors with incredible rocks from all over the world, what they've collected, what they've polished, silver chains, jewelry, bead making, equipment, etc. So
I assume it's in one of those convention near rooms. GSR, where is it?
It's in the Silver State Pavilion.
Okay, that's a big room.
Yeah, and it's downstairs next to Johnny Rocket's restaurant. The bowling alley, right, or the swimming pool, excuse me, is down there.
Tens of thousands of gems and minerals. Can your exhibitors, how many?
55.
55 rock hounds be selling their goods at the Big Jackpot of Gem Show, which is also going to be a lot of fun with the raffle, Kids Corner, Pan for Gold. Can I pan for gold with the kids?
Yes, you can.
What is a pan for gold? What's standing in for gold?
Oh, I can't tell you that. You have to come and find out.
Well, now I am going to do it. Okay. It's $10 admission. Kids under 12 free. If you want to know more, go to Reno GMS. RenoGMS.org. All right.
Yeah, super. And click on the Jackpot of Gems button that's there.
All right. All right. Should be a great show. Next weekend starts at 10 a.m., goes till 4 or 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And what is this? Free... I can't read that.
Oh, it's free parking.
Oh, free parking. Okay. Awesome. Stephanie, thank you so much for coming out. Folks, the answer, the correct answer to the question for four tickets, the state rock on the exterior of the Mint building, the answer is?
It's sandstone.
Sandstone. And the first person who got that right won the four tickets. Stephanie, it was great meeting you.
Same here.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Great. Exit is over there.
All right. Thanks.
Get out of here.
All right.
Craig, we're still, people are stumped on this?
They are stumped on it. And you just gave the answer, so no, I'm expecting
something. I just gave the answer.
Text in right
well,
now.
I the suspense was killing me. I just had to do it. All right, Stephanie, thanks again.
Well, gosh, nobody called in with the right answer?
Well, no, you're a tough one there. I'm surprised they couldn't just go on the internet and get it by now. You know?
Yeah.
The internet!
Oh, that one. Well, here, then, you can take two free tickets.
You know, we have three more minutes till Fox News. Watch us stick around.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was very rude, showing you the exit.
What we could do is we could give them the other question.
No, it's okay. I'm too many questions. It hurts my head. So do you personally make jewelry out of the things you find? Because I notice your earrings are, what are those?
Turquoise.
That's turquoise.
It is.
That's very nice. And if you don't like to go rock hounding in the sun, we have all these shops. I know a couple in Austin, Nevada,
yes,
where they already collected the stones, and you can buy them in these shops and say that you found him, right?
That's right.
But they sell him to make it easy for you.
Uh-huh.
But I love that all the rocks I have in my backyard are Nevadan, you know?
Oh, wow, that's so awesome. It really is.
Are you the best rock hounding state?
And, you know, they call it a rockery. When you make a rock garden, it's not called a rockery.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a rockery. That's awesome news. Again,
that
folks, Reno
like
GM.
Rockery, for John. I have a winner.
Oh, you have a winner.
Winner.
Who is it?
Ann, last four digits, okay, digits of her phone number, 7786. I will get the rest of the information and send it over to Stephanie because I do have her phone number.
Oh, good. Well, we'll do that during Fox News. You can give it to me and I'll give it to Stephanie Craig. Thanks for doing that, Stephanie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to break for Fox News right now. I'm John Potter, live and local. It's Open Topic now. Anything you want to talk about that's local, or we haven't touched on politics yet. Oh, man. Missing out here. So call now. Lines are open, 884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 1127.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hi, friends. John Potter, live and local, and I have a proposal. I propose that the individual who has kept the Costco hot dog and roasted chicken prices at their current level be given the task of overseeing our country's economic development. And the government should also hire the person who is keeping the Arizona iced tea at 99 cents. We should be appointing the brightest experts in their fields to positions of power. So I support this mission. Okay, so this week I was at Costco. It was on Thursday. And I have a tip for you. Besides the absolutely huge shrimp that they sell at the to-go packaged food the kitchen puts together in Costco, and the generously sized hot dogs you not only can buy at the snack bar, but you can also buy in their packaged meat. It's a glamorous life, folks, I know. But I got to tell you, I am newly impressed by Costco chicken salad. Got that for the first time about 2 weeks ago. It is freaking good. They have their rotisserie chickens, you know, and I think when people don't buy enough of the rotisserie chickens, they chop the meat off and they make stuff out of them. Like there's a chicken casserole there too, and they even package the chopped off chicken in containers so you don't have to you know, debone the greasy chickie yourself for salads and things. I will also get those croissants, you know, those French biscuits, croissants, because my wife, I don't know if she's putting her nose in the air or what, she loves these croissants. They don't sell scones at Costco, and that's why she tried these croissants. But again, talked about this last time, they move stuff around at Costco. I think to get you lost on purpose, so you run into other things that you might like and spend more time shopping. Don't believe me? Why else are they the only store that won't put aisle signs up showing you where the stuff is? And you ask the food sample people where are the almonds now? They don't know. So you know what? I'm going to get my card out here. Got it in my pocket right now because I'm not just a Costco member. I am a special kind of member. Yeah, I'm an executive member. I have the black card. So when I walk into Costco with this, they click their heels and salute, and they say, "Welcome, sir. Glad to have you back, Mr. Potter." And with that level of membership, I expect them to find me my almonds, but I haven't. Another very good item at Costco is their shrimp with cocktail sauce to go with the aforementioned big shrimp they have, and their macaroni salad. And there was this one morning when I woke up, and it's weird how this came to me. I'm thinking, what should I have for lunch today after breakfast? And it just came to me. I felt like having the macaroni salad with the shrimp together. Genius idea, right? Well, so I go to the fridge, and in the fridge, the shrimp was there, but there was no more macaroni salad. So this just sounded so good to me that I decided to make the macaroni salad part. The problem is I've never made macaroni salad. So I thought, not a problem. I can go online and find some food blogger or somewhere for a simple recipe for macaroni salad. Not true. No food blogger has a simple recipe for anything. Food writers who, by the way, if I'm ever president, will be incarcerated. These food bloggers play this game where they have to string it out as long as they can to cram as many annoying ads into their text as they possibly can, right? And their recipes were so long and complicated. And so I think, showing my age here, I thought, Betty Crocker. And there it is. There is a BettyCrocker.com. No, really, there.
I still have the book. I still have the cookbook.
Right. Yeah. Well, my mom gave me her Betty Crocker book when I was being sent off to college. So this was 1972, and that's how old this book is. Well, I don't have the book anymore, but they have BettyCrocker.com with everything. And I picked her two. I don't think they publish a book anymore, but online is the website. I picked her tuna macaroni salad recipe, and I just substituted the shrimp for the tuna. And that's what I made. I got the macaroni salad done. I'm dumping in the shrimp, and that's when it hit me. I still have the shrimp cocktail sauce in the fridge. So I'm thinking, do I dare? Is this crazy? So I go online to one of the food internet groups that Reddit has. And you may have seen my post. I simply posted quick yes or no, macaroni salad and shrimp. And then I did a dash plus cocktail sauce question mark. And here's the deal. People were very, very candid in their reactions, some brutally so. And of all the questions posted, of all the times I've seen on Reddit, none has elicited the volume or the passion of responses than this quick yes or no, macaroni and salad and shrimp and cocktail sauce. More than Trump or Harris get. And people were 99% united in their opposition to my idea. I mean, Everybody said, oh, Nevada Motormouth 112, don't do it. Hell no. And don't bring that idea up again. So anyway, let me just say this. If one day some daring restaurateur creates something called macaroni salad with shrimp and cocktail sauce, and I lost out on that because of you people, I will not forget, and I will not forgive. Okay, anyway, as long as I'm talking about food, I had a fast food adventure. If I can find my notes on this, because they're quite voluminous. It's kind of like I had a issue with service. I know that's shocking to hear, but I stopped in for a fast food lunch on the way home this week. And if you work for a fast food place or anywhere, I'm not bashing you or anything else, but I think I and some friends have noticed that over time that the level of function at some fast food places has fallen off kind of significantly, in my view. And sometimes that that long line of cars at the drive-through becomes the drive-through of death, as you get your car kind of trapped and wedged, and you're past the point of saying, to hell with this, I just want to leave, but you can't go. I've been in situations like this. There was one for me on Tuesday where I already paid on the app, and I pulled up, and I walked in, and yes, I'm here to pick up my order, and they are completely lost, and 10 minutes goes by, and then 15, and I'm like, I followed your instructions, and I just want to get my order, and I'll go. And even though I already paid for it, I'm one of these hothead jerks, and I finally say, screw it, and I left. And I just got to know, is the problem with us? Is it the people who work there? And is this part of a larger problem in society? This challenge of finding people who will work and can work? If it's this bad in our fast food world, is that translating into other workplaces? And I hope not. I really do. I mean, now, you know, it used to be with fast food, you saw young people behind the counter back in the day, and these were high schoolers who had the initiative to go get a job. And those are the kind of people who typically work. They're catching on, and they're kids, but they're well-motivated, and they typically did well, right? You know, sometimes now you get not necessarily retirees, but regular adults, and you think maybe they're in food service out of desperation or something, and there's not that same level of, get up and go that you sometimes had in the teenagers. And properly supervised, teenagers are usually very good employees. Management has an awful lot to do with it, and that's why certain places have a reputation for excellent service and very helpful employees. You know, some who bend over backwards to give me, some jamoke picking up a sandwich in a bag, a good customer experience. And those places are consistent. I always get the best service at like 10 places I can think of right offhand. If you have some in mind, call in 884-9910. And I bet we have the same places in mind, too. Because, again, consistent good service, you get a reputation. And that is a management thing. And it's who management hires. Because when it comes down to it, a restaurant or any company, it's only as good as its people. Craig, what are the best service employees that you've run into? I'll let you think about it. You know, I normally would put Costco at the top of the list, but after all these years, I finally had two terrible experiences in one day at Reno Costco, and it shocked me because, oh my gosh, this is Costco, the home of the happy, helpful employees. And this guy at checkout was so nasty to me. It was like snapping out of my Costco dream. You're like them now. And I just happened to be renewing my membership that day, Thursday. There, I was there Thursday, 2:30 p.m. at Reno Costco. And there was absolutely no one at the customer service counter for registrations. Nobody. There was a supervisor walking around chatting with people near me, and I didn't want to interrupt him and say, hey, where is everybody? There was one customer returns lady, but she didn't know where anybody went. So I don't know. Has the place changed, or did I just pick a really bad day? I don't know. Is Costco losing its luster? I'm starting to notice some of the things they sell now are cheaper at Target and Walmart. Their jewelry, which I used to hear rave reviews about, I have a friend, she swears that she gets cheaper diamonds and gold at her favorite local Reno jewelry store at a much better price. And that just blew my mind. But I don't know. I'm just bummed out about the service issue that we have, you know. And I don't think anybody could be, like, when you think fast food, Chick-fil-A. I'm not even into chicken sandwiches, to be honest with you. But the customer service there, I'm in awe of. I mean, the organization of it and how they take orders and move product at that speed is amazing to me. The young people they have are motivated, they're kind, they're outgoing, they're intelligent, they're courteous, smart. And I think to myself, where the heck do you find these people? But it has to come from the top down. The old school rule of how you train your employees. When you have a real leader, when you have a real boss, everything works better. And now here I find myself, after all this fast food talk, in the mood for a quarter pounder with cheese. Maybe two of them. I'll even fight that kiosk at McDonald's to get them. I want them that much that I'll be willing to deal with a kiosk that only works halftime for me. That hungry. I'll take the shake, too. Let's go to the phone. Matt calling from Sparks. Hey, Matt. I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning. Love your show, and that really hit a nerve, what you were talking about. Service, food quality way down, and it is across the board. And if nothing else, always keep your receipt. Always. Because
Do you have a personal story that you could illustrate this for us, Matt? What happened?
Here's a perfect one. I even posted on, because I'm a avid Google reviewer. So I go through Wendy's.
Yeah.
Their breakfast, and I heard you talking about it, and I tried to call in, but I missed you. So their Wendy's breakfast with the English muffin and the potatoes and everything, great price. They cannot toast their English muffin. It's like hair pulling. And I even said, can you just throw it on the grill, toast it? Oh, well, that's not how it is. Our toaster's, kind of, eh. And I said,
anyway, or the computer won't let them.
Yeah. It was raw. The English muffins, the sandwich, the muffin was raw, wasn't toasted. So I said, just give me my money back. And I said, is the owner, you got a manager? Oh, well, I'm the manager. Who's the owner? Oh, the owner. And remember, this is 7:30 in the morning, by the way. And I said, who's the owner? Can I get that number? Oh, the owner's busy. And she goes, yeah, and it's only $3. Meaning take it or leave it. And it's the one on McCarran.
Okay.
Right next to Wells Fargo. But you're right. It has fallen off. It's training. People are going through the drive-thru so they don't check their food.
Well, it starts with management. Now you say, oh, where's the manager? The way things are going now, I don't know if the manager would even care, Matt.
No, you're right. They don't.
Places with bad service, that's the kind of manager you tend to have there. I appreciate your call, my friend. Keep trying.
Quick, pawn shops. I used to be a pawnbroker. And that is the best place to get jewelry across the board. I worked for Palace and All American Jewelry and Loan. There's other pawn shops, but you can get way better deals because you can negotiate. And unfortunately, with Sam's Club, Costco, you cannot do that. And they get lower quality, and they just kind of throw stuff together in the setting. And, oh, it's a wonderful setting, ring, and color, but it's not. For the price, you can get half the price. So anyway, that was my soapbox.
That's what I'm hearing. All right, Matt, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Matt's little story about the counter person saying, oh, it's only $3. That kind of reminds me of my Starbucks story when they have the Starbucks downtown. It was across from the movie theater downtown. It's not there anymore. They moved it. But they had these teenage girls working there and ordered my coffee. It was $2.90, and I gave her $3, and she did nothing. She was just standing there like I should have left. And I said, yeah, can I get my change? And this counter person, she goes, oh, do you want your dime? Like like that out loud. I was humiliated because people heard it. That was bad. And another story. Okay, this happened at a fast food restaurant recently. I'm not going to say who. You know that I drink a lot of coffee. Well, I ordered the coffee, and I tasted it. I was walking out, and it had sugar in it. And no, I ordered, you know, simple black coffee, and this had sugar in it. So I went back, and I said, you know, I ordered black, and this has sugar. You know, always do it with a smile, folks. Always do it. And she, I gave it to her, and then she kind of pushes the coffee back to me like it's my problem. And I said, well, can I get a black coffee? And she goes, well, you're going to have to do something with this cup. She wouldn't dispose of it. I was like, what the? I don't know if it's a rule there or what, but, you know, I know Starbucks gets kind of weird that they don't want to touch your coffee cup after you touched it. When you go up for a refill, they give you a whole new cup. So she turned it into my problem. It's your problem. You'll have to do something with this.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay. Phone lines open 884-9910. I don't mean to gripe. That's the third time I said that this morning. I'm John. Yes.
I've got a text message regarding our fast food industry down here in Carson City. It says, great service in Carson City. Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out, Arby's, Jack in the Box. Bad service, McDonald's and Burger King.
You know, and McDonald's used to be great, but they really changed it. And the kiosks, they don't want to help you with those. As a matter of fact, some McDonald's, if you go up to the counter, they refuse to take your order. That happened to me in Hawthorne, Nevada. No, we only do kiosks. But there's people there behind the counter. I don't understand.
And anyway, there's a register there. Use the register.
I know. You push these keys. They have numbers on them. Okay, I'm John Potter. Going to take my final break here. Be back in a couple of minutes. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:52.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. Reach the final minutes of our show. We've had no real politics today. I will tell you this as a public service. VP candidate Tim Walz is hosting an event in Reno Monday, 5:30 p.m. He arrives at the airport at 3 p.m. on Monday. A location still has not been released yet. They do that all the time. They're not telling where it is until, I guess, the day of. But yes, Tim Walz in Reno Monday. Keep in mind, folks, this is politicians giving away money season, kind of like Christmas. More so than usual, especially for those running for an open seat this election. Trump included his no tax on tips deal, but especially it's money giving away season for the Democrats, outdoing themselves. Kamala's entire economic plan seems based on this long list of tax breaks and grants and tax rate reductions for their core demographic targets that you will pay for. And it's odd to me that her campaign sign slogan, I guess, is forward, but in reality, come on, it's neutral. Her campaign even confirms that their economic plan will be, besides all the grants and the giveaways, patterned after Biden's. It's a continuation of Bidenomics, and that is not what we want. I appreciate you listening, and we'll do it again next Saturday, 9 to noon, on this, my 50th anniversary of working in broadcasting. This week. Wow, that just blows my mind.
Speaking of which, yes. Got a text message saying, congratulations on your 50 years on broadcasting. You are a treasure and very much appreciated. When should I expect a check in the mail?
Yeah,
I also take credit cards. Those last two ports from mine, I added those to his text.
Oh, you added those. That's not what they said?
No, they said much appreciated, and I added the rest.
Well, see, now they're going to be very upset you did that. These are my fans. You don't trifle with them.
Hey, at least I cop to my doing it. Some people would just pass it off as doing it themselves. You know?
Admire that. I appreciate that. Before I go, just a reminder, folks, when you're adopting a pet, please take the time to meet the scared ones, the shy ones, the ones that don't stick out to you, the ones with the boring colors, missing limbs, or the odd face, the older ones, the frail ones. They have not given up. They just need you. And maybe you need them too. Gosh, that applies to humans too. And remember, it may not always be easy, convenient, or politically correct to stand for truth and right, but it is always the right thing to do, always. I'm John Potter. Have a great rest of the weekend. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:58. So long.